Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich. The power behind your pension.
Now, we're just past the halfway point of election 2020 with a further 2 weeks of campaigning to go. This election has been talked about in terms of young voters and their digital lives. But what are the issues and who are the parties gaining traction online? Stephen O'Leary is the founder of, how do you pronounce this? Is it Olitico?
Olitico.
Olitico, apologies. And you're experts in social media monitoring and analysis. And we're going to have a look at how social media stats for election 2020 are working out so far. Just take the week gone by, really, and tell us what the statistics are telling you about what's in use, what's in play, what's happening.
So in the last week, there's been a slight increase in the level of conversation. So we base our analysis on what's publicly available on Twitter. And since the election was called, over the last 2 weeks, there's been 125,000 tweets published. And that includes the Monday before the election, when there was an awful lot of speculation and essentially people were saying it's definitely going to happen. And what's really helpful is an awful lot of the people who are engaged in this conversation are using one specific hashtag, and that is GE2020. And that makes it much easier for us because it is very specific. It's not really being used in any other jurisdiction at the moment. And we know this too because Twitter has added a custom image at the end of this. Mm-hmm. So now when you look at it, you see the little Irish flag at the end. But 105,000 of the tweets we analysed included that. There are others using others. So GE20 commonly used, General Election 2020 there too. But really, if you want to be involved in the conversation.
And then when we come around to the big debates and the discussions, whether that's on radio and television, how do you look at those? Are they garnering a good deal of Twitter feed?
Yeah, they are. I mean, outside of those three main hashtags that we discussed, the next two in terms of most used are RTEPT and VMTV.
That's prime time.
Exactly,
yeah.
And the VMTV Big Debate.
Okay, the Virgin Media Big Debate last week.
We would expect, again, Claire Byrne to feature when this analysis is refreshed in a week's time. So without question, those major moments on TV are what drive conversation online.
And can you look at how much of the content is original?
Yes, we can. So about 25% of it. That's what we've seen kind of coming through. And again, this would be typical of most topics that we see. So you have a cohort of people who are creating and generating their own content. And then you have a large cohort who are resharing it. Mm-hmm. So you'll see candidates sharing stuff from parties and vice versa. You'll obviously see campaigners, supporters, those who oppose. There's a lot of different ways in which, and you even see people sharing things they don't like. You know, so there have been several moments during the campaign so far when that's happened.
The most shared tweets, give me maybe one or two or three of those.
Yeah, this is really interesting because, again, it shows the power of traditional media to create content that is then shared and goes viral on social. And so the most shared tweet is actually an interview from The Late Late Show with Emmett Kerwin. And it's not new. This is an interview.
Emmett Kerwin, the actor, activist.
Absolutely, yeah. And he had a specific quote that was included in this. It wasn't blokes in tracksuits that ruined this country. It was blokes in suits. And essentially, the person who shared this shared it again because it puts my frustrations more succinctly than I ever could. And those kind of quotes, those kind of pieces of media, we see this all the time. Clips from traditional media essentially being shared and going viral on social media.
Any other one there that jumps out at you that's been doing the rounds?
I suppose that, you know, we know that homelessness is a major talking point in terms of the campaign. And certainly there was an image from the homeless cafe of an elderly woman eating her dinner from a plastic bowl. And Colette Brown shared this and her tweet, you know, describing it essentially as it was truly shocking and should be the defining image of Ireland as it faces into a general election. That was shared widely. And it's not the only image of homelessness. Mm. The scene from the canal too is another image that was shared widely during this campaign. Although what we've seen in the last week is, compared to the first week when homelessness was the number one talking point, that has moved on and it's been replaced by housing and health, which are now the two most talked about things from a campaign point of view.
And as we move into this week, can you see where we're going? Are there any trends starting to emerge?
It's hard to see us getting away from those two topics. Mm-hmm. Certainly that's where it's trending at the moment. I guess a lot will depend on how the debate goes this evening.
Are pensions making it in at all?
They're not, but that's possibly and, to yeah. do with the, I mean, they're
the demographic.
There. Don't get me wrong. So they're one of the probably top five or top 10 yeah. most talked about topics. But there's probably an element to do with the demographic on Twitter yeah. That would impact that too. I'm sure if this was analysis of another media,
all right.
That might be different.
Now, party leaders, how are they all doing? Leo Varadkar, Mary Lou MacDonald, Micheál Martin, Brendan Howlan, and so on through the other parties.
Yeah, we've seen a shift here too, because I suppose what's really important is when we talk about Leo Varadkar, as the Taoiseach, as the person who called the election, he is always going to have a much higher share of voice or mention rate here. And that has to be noted when we're looking at these numbers. But he leads the way, 7,500 tweets mentioning his name.
As against?
Well, what's interesting here again is when we conducted this analysis a week ago, Micheál Martin was in second place, but he's been replaced. Mary Lou MacDonald is now second in the most mentioned at 2,600 tweets, followed by Micheál Martin at 2,200. And again, what we saw was a huge amount of conversation taking place around the fact that she was not part of the leaders' debate took place last week.
And when you look at parties, take out the leader name and just Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin and so on.
Yeah, really, again, there's only kind of two parties that are at the absolute top here, and that is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They're the most mentioned, but what's really important to note is that, again, this is not a case of only their supporters telling us how great they are, because what we did look at was we looked at the hashtags that were being used around the different parties, and that's what's really interesting in that Want Green, Vote Green is the most used party hashtag. And you can be confident that when the hashtag is used like that, it's being used by those who support the party. This would indicate that the Green Party is being talked about a lot by its supporters online.
Other election issues, you mentioned housing, homelessness in the first week, health, pensions, you say, are getting a look in, but maybe not the traction because of the demographic. What about childcare issues you would think would be big out there? Climate?
Yes, both are there. I suppose we were surprised that climate hasn't been further up, given the amount of conversation that's taken place. And again, given how strong, obviously, the Green Party vote was at the elections last year and this green wave that we saw taking place. It's not to say that there isn't a lot of conversation taking place, but at 2,700 mentions, it's less than half of housing or health. So we do see this clear hierarchy of topics that are being discussed and talked about online.
Now, I'm interested as well in words that are put out there, keywords, and whether those words are coming from the political parties or coming from individual tweets, you know, words like change and so on.
Yeah, and I think this is probably the thing that we need to be careful of when we look at the most talked about issues, because, you know, homelessness was a really good example of that. When we've seen that trend so highly here, it's not that this was a topic of conversation where people were campaigning for it to change. It was one really single major news story that brought it in there. So what you do find is that when something happens in the news and it gets talked about, even if it's not a massive issue for the electorate, you will find the words emerging in this kind of analysis.
What other warnings would you put around the interpretation of what's happening in social media?
The biggest issue that we see, or the biggest concern we would have, is that politicians and political parties are treating social as a broadcast forum. So, you know, TV stations, radio stations, newspapers, they're made for pushing out your message. They're made and they're designed for having that type of thing. But imagine knocking on the door of someone on the campaign trail and just starting to talk and not even saying hello or asking them how they were or what issues affected them. I mean, you'd have the door closed in your face.
Seeming like an unchallenged platform.
Yeah, but also forgetting that this is, like, the clue is in the name. It's social media, and yet so few politicians and political parties have conversations because they're afraid to be involved. And yet conversations are what engage an electorate. That's often what can change minds. Really, pushing out a message is not going to change the electorate's mind.
We've talked an awful lot about Twitter in this. What about Facebook? What about Instagram?
Yeah, both important platforms, and Facebook arguably more important than Twitter in terms of reaching a broader spectrum of the Irish public. Certainly far more users on it than Twitter. I suppose what we are seeing is political parties and politicians getting far more sophisticated in the types of advertising that they're pushing out. So the understanding is there now that you don't just have to send a blanket message to the whole country. You can send a specific message to the electorate in your area. And you can go further than that. It doesn't have to just be geographic. It can be gender, age, other interests can be used when you want to get your message drilled right down.
All right. Fascinating stuff. Stephen O'Leary, thank you very much for coming into us.